Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow morning. My name is Ray. Sunday Live, it is. A Sunday feel, also it is. And I should say that we are going to have a good time now, won't we? We are going to have a good time, and in that I trust that you will be done well, and the Lord will just bless you so much. And I will connect also with our guests that we touch base on the topic we agreed on, and of course also there I trust that you will be also informed, you know, and you can participate in our dialogue and call in and send your WhatsApps and voice notes and your concerns there with regards to the topic, the way it is presented, some of the responses that people are giving, or even us. You are free to do so. And we basically would reconcile everything to the word of the Lord. One of the things that I've realized about being Christian, or Christianity, that I've seen that, I've been observing this, is that there's so much differences. And that's why there are clusters of denominations, and people tend to really take the issue of the word of the Father in different tones, you know, that are befitting to them. And you see, then radio comes in and becomes trans-denominational. It goes across denominations. So basically, don't be offended when others are saying things that your church, your denomination, doesn't agree with. But if it is the word of the Father, then, hey, it should be that. Now, for quite some time, I haven't played Lulu. And, of course, it's a beautiful song, this one, about Yahushua HaMashiach and his goodness upon our lives, that he's able to lay down his life for us. Have you ever had a friend or someone who basically has never honored the friendship you had with them, and to an extent did not realize that you are this kind of friend who is of the Father, and they basically have taken that for granted for quite some time, painfully so, stakingly so. They've done that. Have you ever had a friend who had done that to you? And I think much of the times we are doing this to our Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. We basically turn down all his appeals to us. And it is my prayer that before we start the show, you look into that. What kind of appeals is he making to you, which you turn down much of the times?
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
That is the song by Lulu, and of course he speaks about the Christ offering love and pleading that would you consider the love that I give to you. See, my friendship is as strong as this love which is as strong as death, I give my own life so that you can live. Consider it. Make a choice between life and death. This one that you live is just death. But what I'm offering you and giving you is life. What a friendship offer that is. Hey, perhaps maybe you've had friends, man, and people who have kicked you to the curve, you know, and they never considered your friendship. And they went on, and you were hurt for so many years, but you're fine now. It happens. This is what happens to the King of Kings. Each and every time, you know, there are those who still reject him, even now. And it is my plea that we pray that many see the importance of being found in him, the Son of the Living Father. Now on the line, I have Sipho Polos and Jablan Dominic. Let me start with Jabu. Sawubona, my brother, my friend.
Hey, my friend, happy Lagoto.
I'm okay. How are you, sir?
I'm also well by the grace of God. And also, let me greet you and my brother Sipho and the wonderful listeners in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen. And Sipho Polos is also on the line, all the way in Standard 10. Hey, Sipho.
So, bona mfundisi kunjani kodwa?
Ngiyaphila bhuti wami kunjani?
Wasibingelela, sibingelela balale emakhaya, sibingelela injalo Dominic egameni leNkosi yethu Jesu. Amen.
Usaphileka kodwa namhlanje ngibona indoda icoceke kangaka kusho ukuthi umnikelo u halfway. Hey,
madodana. Wasukwa Nkosi yami lo. Ngithi ngizama ukuyiphakamisa. Yenye indoda. Nami. Poco.
Hey, 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 bakithi. Siyabonga, siyabonga. Thank you for joining us, man. It's such an honor to be doing the show with you. And I am blessed. And today, I'm also blessed that we are going to be talking about spiritual food. You know, Yeshua HaMashiach says, my food is to do the will of him who has sent me.
Yes,
and sometimes, you know, I don't know, Sipho, you know, I've been in denominations for quite some time. You'll hear the others saying, Yazmara, Yazim. Esontweni lethu, yabona. Yes, maba pagelizi na uye zaguti ya. Esontweni lethu. Style seetu. Yeah, and that is why people basically, they had gone on to actually identify themselves not with the Messiah, but with the ministry that they find themselves in, which is a denomination in most cases with its many flaws. And they find it hard to associate with the real him. They go on with the deception that is spoken concerning the Messiah. To a great extent that even though that they are sincere in following him, the food that they are used to eating is not the food that the Messiah gives. You know, they are given denominational food, you know, and that is why they can't actually access the word of the Father in the truest sense. You find there's a guy in the park who preaches, some people in the park who pray, but they speak in the authenticity of scripture. And then you go into this big cathedral, they speak in the authenticity of the manuals that have been written by their founders. And so we must talk about spiritual food so that people should know what is it that they are eating spiritually. First and foremost, in their denominations, then we'll come to the world. It's easy to expose the world. But there's certain hidden details that one sees, which comes as the true bread of life. But it is not. Even though it looks to mean well and good, but it is not. And I know many people then would say, hey, like I would get phone calls after the show, and a pastor would be threatening me and telling me, yeah, what do you think you're doing, Wenare? And I would say, it would be nice if you would call me live. We put you live and you tell me all those insults live. Not that I want to challenge you, but that you don't hide and speak them. And I say without any doubt that there are ministries that are not giving the true spiritual food. They give you what is occultic, or what makes you to rely on them, or the preachers that are there. You know, if there's anything that makes us to look like a banana republic, it's not the politicians. They are not doing well. We know that. They are not doing well. They are not doing well. Regardless of who they are not doing well. But what looks us, makes us to look like a banana is actually the kind of church dogma that we see, and how packed these churches are, and the kind of things that are being said in those churches. A young man of 28 sitting on a belly of a 68-year-old woman saying, I am delivering you, by sitting on her. A young man putting his kick and poboza shoes. I'm happy I've never heard those things. And then is busy placing them on the privates of another man's wife, even if it was not another man's wife. It's your sister. And saying, I am delivering you. Kissing them and fondling them. What kind of spiritual food are people getting from these? What kind of spiritual food is that? I mean, we've been talking way when everyone was afraid of talking. Now people are making TV shows out of this, making money out of it. Sad part of it is that. And I can tell you without a doubt, then we need to go back to the word of the Father and check in the word of the Father what true spiritual food is. People say, come to our church, you will be blessed. Come to our church, you will be nourished. Come to our church, you will grow. Come to our church, you will expand. Come to our church, you will increase. And you go there. And they call you on what they call a secret service that comes in at 12 midnight. They call it intercession. And in it there, people take off their garments. I don't want to say clothes. Maybe there are children listening. Yeah. What dance you? The put up our service. What dance you?
Jesus.
You should see also the baptismals. Just pray that we do a podcast, a live podcast or a visual podcast also on these things, so that you see, because I don't want to speak things that are not even on visuals, so that you see for yourself how they baptize these young women, what they do to their bodies. What kind of spiritual food are people fed to end up giving themselves up to those kinds of rituals? There is something that is missing here. So we better get to the word of the Father and look into it and see as to what spiritual food really is. And poor girls, much of the times, poor girls are brought on. You will have a bursary to do your honors and a bursary to do your masters. To men, you will get a tender, do this and this and this and this and this. rituals that are being made, which are covenants with demons, and people don't know. And they consume those things spiritually. That's why in my article I argue that everything is spiritual. I argue with regards to the essence of spirituality. I can show you operations of spirituality or spirits amongst people who are in parliament, in these committees. What kind of spiritual food are we taking, even as a nation? To say the things that we say, to do the things that we do, to judge the way we do, to condemn the way we do, to discriminate the way we do, to hate the way we do, to abuse the way we do. What kind of spiritual food are we taking in? Because remember, you are what you eat, Angiti. So, if you basically are taking spiritual foods that have to do with murder, I mean, look at us today. We are able, you know, amongst us in the nation, that describes us. And someone who is not a South African will say, you know, South Africans, they can buy hitmen for 500 rand to finish up his own family so that you can get insurance money. What kind of spiritual food are we eating to end up thinking like that? It should raise eyebrows. It should not just be tabloids so that people can have views and listenerships. It's a spiritual thing. God will bring us to judgment. Those who say they are watchmen. What are you watching? Your own following. People are buying people to kill their own siblings for money. You are sitting there not saying anything. Not warning them. Not breaking that spirit before it even comes through the gates of South Africa. All those places you call strategic marks of the landmarks, strategic landmarks. Those are gates. We're talking about this. I trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, of course.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Now, the word of the Father speaks quite a lot with regards to this. What is, there is evil spiritual food, and there is the holy spiritual food. Psalm 141 is giving us a symbolic of this, the evil spiritual food, verses 4. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies. Does it speak about ugudla emaplate in nana? Next, spiritual food. What they eat, what they get in, what they take in. You know? What is it that is delicate for them, that they partake in? Lies, perverseness, corruption, greed, novice, license instead of freedom, wickedness, iniquity, darkness, secret plots, slander, scandals, the disrespect of the institutions of the Father. And people gain a lot in those kinds of operations. These are the delicacies of the world. Spiritual food, which is prepared in abundance for believers. Isaiah 25 verses 6, and in this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces. A feast of wines on of choice pieces. Wines on the lees of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. It's still symbolic. Don't think about bottles of wines and be an imaginary alcoholic. No. You know, these talk about true spiritual food. Says, I give them true meat. Nah. He gives them true meat, true milk, the real wine, which is the Holy Spirit. His word, he says, I feed them with my word, choice pieces of the word, dissects the word in a proper way to get us nourished. For the spiritual man does not eat physical food. Okay, Joshua chapter 5, verses 12. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land, and the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan that year. The manna. Spiritual food. That's why others were complaining, because the flesh was just getting tired of it. But not the spirit. That is what kept them going. Let's go back to the New Testament. In Matthew 22, verses 4, again he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. Which means come to the household of the Father. I've prepared everything for your soul, everything. For your soul to eat. Ha! We want to eat that of the flesh and try to feed the spirit with. Corrupt ourselves. To sear our conscience. Quite sad. True spiritual food. Sipo, what comes to mind, my brother?
Wow, what an introduction from this. As you have unpacked the topic. And shows how deep it is, because spiritual food is not simply just the way things we look on our eyes. They are so deeper and the meaning behind it. Sometimes we see people doing things not knowing exactly. To them, it's their spiritual food. As you have quoted in some of the scriptures from the Isaiah 25, verse 6, and Psalm 141, verse 4. So it shows what the spiritual food is so deep in front of this. And the But I wanted to say, good introduction, Guti, it is written in Amos chapter 8, verse 11, Guti, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, not thirst of water, but a famine for hearing the word of the Lord. In other words, but it will be a famine for the word of God. In other words, a spiritual food, it will be no longer there. In other words, people, they'll be fed Amos stories, they'll be fed because they lay fake reality, they'll be given even a nobody, so you must have all the things as a material, whereas spiritually they are dying and empty. As a kumbula is so it's spiritual food, it's whereby we see so it won't from this people will be rich having all the money, but unfortunately they won't having that present of the Lord that they desperately need in their spirit. In other words, their spirit will be hungry for the true gospel. But it's unfortunate by that time, because of a second day, almost those of these days, because of the one day she put it, or push it by this, of our days. And all these people who are faking the real true God, who always pretend as if they are servant of the Most High God. But behind the scene, there's in this balloon that it shows the true character. So it's spiritual food. it's a deeper topic. If we don't take the full responsibility of having the word of God by our side, definitely we'll go hungry. There will be a famine in our spirit. We'll be hungry for the truth, and the truth will be far away from us.
Send us your WhatsApps then. Send us your WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. And tell us how you feel about this, the very aspect and issue of true spiritual food. Ukudla kwesimoya kwempela. Ukudla kukamoya kwempela kweqiniso. Ukudla okunjani? What kind of food? Dijo tsa semoya ke dijo tse jang? I want to know from you. Send us your WhatsApps or even give us a shout. Make it your show. Talk to us just as much. What those who are going to attend services, I think it's on Sunday, others do that on Saturday, and what. You are somehow getting, I should understand, spiritual food. I want to know. If you say, yeah, we are getting spiritual food, how do you know? Is it spiritual food? And if it is, how do you know? If it is not, why do you say that? What are some of the things that make you to be able to define as to whether this is or is not? So you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Or 012-334-1322. Otherwise, send your WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
There you go. We're talking spiritual food, what it is even all about. I want to hear from you as we talk to our guests. 012-333-8699. Or 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. I was listening to Lauren Hill, and why I was listening to her, it's because I wanted to find out why did Hollywood fire her and removed her from movie contracts and recordings and stuff. Then I went back to an album called The Miseducation of Lauren Hill. Then when I listened to it, then I found that, yo, she really, really, really was preaching the gospel. Nevertheless, true spiritual food makes you to talk a language that the world doesn't want. But what it is? Now, Jabu, much of the times, people speak about having 8 years, sidle izwi namhlanje, sidlile izwi. But abakhulumi nje ukuthi leli izwi yize linjani. And Jesus had said in John chapter 6, let me read from verse 32. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven. Remember those laws. He did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Hey, in these churches, who do they give you now? They give you the pastor, the bishop, the owner of the church. Verse 34, then he said to him, Lord, give us the bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. And he says in verse 48, I am the bread of life, true spiritual food. Jabu.
Indeed, you know, we thank God for such a wonderful topic about spiritual food. So, and also you've really gone deeper in defining what is spiritual food. And so what I also just maybe was noting was that spiritual food basically comes from God. It can never be sourced from somewhere else. Maybe to say we are feeding from one another or from maybe other sources of this life. But God is the source of our spiritual food, because the scripture that was quoted in John 6 from 32, pointing Christ as the one who is our food. You know, they were asking for the real bread that will satisfy the flesh. Like also, at some point when we are hungry, we are looking for the bread that will only meet the needs of the flesh, only to find out that the real food is not that which only satisfies the flesh, but it's that which lasts eternal, you know, Christ himself. He says, I'm the bread of life. So I'm the food that you will eat today, and tomorrow you will not be hungry to eat again. You know, you will be fed and be sustained forever. So he is our spiritual food. Christ himself, even the very book in John chapter 1, it says, Ekaleni livi waye khona. Ulivi waye uNkulunkulu, waye noNkulunkulu, and uNkulunkulu yena khona.
Hey,
so, in other words, the word of God is our spiritual food. It's what feeds us, it's what sustains us, it's what strengthens us. So, if we partake of this word of God, we will never hunger. We will never hunger. So, but when we still are partaking of the things of this world, when we are still looking for the bread that sustains the flesh, like the things that we call that, like, that are done at the expense of the name of God, like people going to churches and said many things, many, like, sort of rituals being practiced at the expense of the name of God, as long as we're still exposed to those things, we'll still be hungry. We will still need things that are going to satisfy us, because we are not partaking of the real food, which is Christ himself, the Son of God. So let us understand as the children of God, our spiritual food is the word of God. Our spiritual food is Christ himself, you know. God himself is the source for our nourishment, you know, for our sustenance. And also, you know, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 16, something else that I noted there. The word of God actually speaks up that he says, and I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. This is also spiritual food, knowledge and understanding, you know, which is still the word of God. Wisdom, we obtain it from the word. Christ himself is also described in the word as the wisdom of God, you know, and understanding also. That is spiritual food, when we are able to really be occupied by the wisdom of God and by the understanding of God.
Absolutely there. Absolutely. I trust and believe the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. As you send WhatsApps and also as you send voice notes, as you call, we will take your calls promptly. Here's a message from Lungis. It says, greetings, servant of God. That is why it's important to put the whole armor of God, so that we are able to resist the enemy that is using certain denominations. And armor of God helps us to test the spirit behind everything that's done under the sun. And armor of God helps us to stop running with church doctrines and run with biblical doctrines. As Apostle Paul was teaching Timothy to study and show himself approved of God, to divide the word of truth and stand his ground in exercise. And it says, and in exercising his delegated authority to speak the truth. That is Mlungisi there. I hope I read it right, Mlungisi. That very aspect. Send us your WhatsApps and your voice notes. I am keen to hear from you as to what you say in this matter. Let me bring this also to Sipho just after this, and I will ask him the question.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Now we trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And this is, of course, the very aspect of looking into the issue of spiritual food, what it is even all about. What is it that we are referring to? Isaiah 55, verse 2, I like this. I used to read this. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? And your wages for what does not satisfy. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. And when it says listen carefully to me, it uses the capital letter M to referring to me, which means it's the Father talking here. Everything that he says is food for us. All these other things that we pay to hear.
It's a certain from this. We valued all the things that are in the world, whereas we are still becoming hungry. And it shows they are not a real food or real spiritual food as we think it is. Because most of the time people, they went along when you see them and weigh them, their value is less than what we had. And we thank God to the gospel that we have, we have been freely given through the mercy of God. In Isaiah 55 verse 2, it's so sad, we've seen people dying Amazon, like in Nigeria, waiting out there for their miracle, waiting out there for their what they consider the true prophet, and found out good. Unfortunately, some of them, they die even in the middle of their searching of the true prophecy or prophet that they were looking for. So it shows good they even spend their money and went an extra mile to pay for what is not good. So it shows good it's spiritual food from this Kashagashe. It's freely given unto us. In the verse of John chapter 6, verse 32, when Jesus said, I'm the bread of life, I've come from the Father, it shows that he was freely been given unto us as our Redeemer, as our Savior. There was nothing that we had to dish out so that we can buy our salvation.
Yes, absolutely.
It shows that is spiritual food. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 28, behold, I'm standing at the door and knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heed my voice and open the door, I will come to him and eat with him. Mm. And that's a spiritual food. So if we dine with Jesus and accept him as a personal savior of our life, definitely that's a true spiritual food.
Yeah, absolutely. I trust and believe the Lord is blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, everything is just going well. We are talking about true spiritual food, what it is even all about. True spiritual food, what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this. Otherwise, you can also drop us a voice note on that. It's 0826572729. That's the WhatsApp and also the Telegram and also the voice note. You can do that and talk to us directly there.
Good evening, pastors. Jesus in his days, in the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 6, he warned his disciples about the living of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. By this was referring to the bad teachings that the Pharisees were teaching in those days. Teachings that were not from God. Teachings that were man-made. So during Jesus' times, they had that challenge of wrong teachings, which Jesus was referring to as a bad bread. So it's unfortunate that even in our days, those teachings are still around. God bless you. Nice topic.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate. To the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, we give him all the glory, majesty, and honor. And continue to send us those voice notes, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this. What is true spiritual food? Today, would you say, hey, I know what is true spiritual food. It's what we get in our church. Prove it. Prove it. Prove it. Prove it. All right. Now, let me bring also this again, Jabu. When we talk through spiritual food, in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, it says, "And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." Now we get it. Divine knowledge and understanding are true spiritual food. Not church knowledge or denominational knowledge. You know, when someone basically cannot actually speak about the Father outside the box of their denomination. But here we see true knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah chapter 3:15, what comes to mind? Jabu.
Indeed, you know, there is a spiritual food, you know, the knowledge of the Lord and also the understanding. So there is a word that says, he wills for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The knowledge of the truth is our spiritual food, you know, because there is a lot of knowledge and so to say, there is a lot of information out there. But it's not all that information or that knowledge that benefits us or that can help the student. But it is that which is the knowledge of the truth, which is the knowledge according to God, which is our spiritual food. And it's only we can only receive that knowledge from His word that He speaks to us. So when we open our ears, our hearts, for His word to speak to us, then we are nourished. We are fed, we are sustained. Even if the storms of this life take us, but because of we are fed by the right kind of food, we will not be shaken, we will not be moved. But at times we are moved because of the people of not really the food that is of God, which is not the spiritual food that is of God. But it is just the bread and the flesh that sustains the flesh. What we try for. But let us desire, you know, this true spiritual that is from God, which can sustain us and grow us all to give enough to a point that we can understand even more. But Paul said that let us know him more. And so also, may we have that desire, that hunger, so that we can be fed more with the spiritual food.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, much of the times we lose it. Because we do not understand the essence of the true, you know, spiritual food. We have been made to think that spiritual food is the way that we want it to be and not the way that it's supposed to be. And ngokuthi umuntu upreacha kamnandi waitsi hele Bishop Mangmang. Or priest Mangmang, warena yazi baba lokube kwanje yini lento le bayenza le iphuma intuthu jabulani yini khona lento bayenza kulamanye amasonto iphuma intuthu bayibizani konje
incense
like yeah an incense or something hey ke yahlanzisa usindi phela usindi hawu amile balokubenza le house ngendlela iduka ngakhona vele usindi wavele waphalaza ke lapho yona leyo nto le and you think because kula idwele leyo nto leyo abantu bagqoke lamapura pura wabo you'll think ukuthi no kunjani uyayibona njani abantu bafaka ama join baphethe ikhali naba baya rondobuluza you think ukuthi ayi la ngathi kukhona spiritual food okukhona this brother ushumayela ngeEnglish unama interpreter i4 and ukhuluma ama miracles ukuthi abantu bagqoka amanda oyanjani ha nkosi yamusi la ngathi kuyi spiritual food esinjani lesi zokuthi izolo bophuza ifanta bayakubhula labantu izanusi angazi babo abantu bayazazi izanusi izanusi hey madoda now in Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 13 it says the remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. Now, we know that the teachings that make us not to do any form of unrighteousness, not to speak any form of lies, not to have any form of deceit in our tongues, in our mouths, then we know that is spiritual food. And it can only be the living word of Yahuwah Yahweh. Sipho.
It is amazing from this. Umasiru we get the living word. And he is the true living word of God.
Yeah.
In Ango, which are in chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 9, 8, I am the door. And anyone who enters through me, you'll be safe. You'll come in and you'll go out and you'll find green pasture. In other words, when we come to Christ, we get the spiritual food because he is the real true food, spiritual food that comes from the Father.
You know, hold it there. He's the true spiritual food that comes from the Father. Let's take a call. Hello, ma'am.
Hi, Ray.
How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
That's good to hear from you.
Yeah, blessed forever.
Amen.
Ray, the topic is so good. It's enlightening, Ray. Nabafundisi ndingelela bobabu vilakazi. Ray, uyazi topic ya namhlanje inkhumbuza amazwi kaJesu. Mayethi, you are standing at the door blocking.
Hey, man.
Laba bafuna ukungena.
Hey, man.
Yet ngeke ningene you yourself. Ray kuphela kusele labo abablocker abafuna ukungena. Ngoba bangeke bangene kwabona. Uyazi Ray mfowethu izolo besiku funeral. I mean ama funeral kulamalanga maningi siyazi. Ray kugqokwe iuniform. Kuphakwa okunye nje ukudla ongakaze wakuzwa nje angazi nokuthi kukuphi ezwini likaNkulunkulu. Lo muntu ohambile umuntu wethu kuzokhuluma thina niyasibona sigqokile besihamba naye intwende Ray. Buze abomakhelwane, they are hungry. Is it not the right time to preach the gospel?
Hey, Mar.
What a good time.
Yeah. The harvest is there.
The harvest is plentiful. Yeah. Na harvest. Hey, asukume man nyenyenye. Bonke be uniform balandela ubaba.
Ay, Mar.
What he says goes.
Hey, man.
Ray, ama funeral is left, right, and center. Anivunyelwe kufakaza, igospel nje ayifuneki.
Yo,
abazosukuma reyi laba bazothi hey besinaye last week hey basho lohambile asikhulumi abantu abahambile asikhulumeni gospel this is a good chance
ngikuzwa kahle
hayi hayi reyi uhamba nabantu bathi bandla lakhe nizobabona ngeuniform kuthwelwe igqoko wena bukela nje mina
ayi mara
ene nabantu lehamende you can tell ukuthi iBhayibheli abalazi
yavela ngithi bafollow lokho kushiwo
yes you can tell ukuthi abangeni ku scriptures ray i doctrine elapho you just wanna leave bafundisi bami ngiyabonga ray
ngiyabonga mama god bless you ma'am god bless you
you too
ma'am thank you
bye
we're taking your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-333-8699
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM. Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.